Steve, 1-1 then against Bournemouth, an excellent point in the end.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're an outstanding team. We knew we'd have to try and restrict them and leave them in good areas for us and bad areas for them with the ball and leave certain players of theirs. And I think we were just getting on the point of frustrating them to death, and we were just trying to work ourselves into the game. And we said to the players at 70 minutes we'd have a different strategy and a different game plan and different personnel. And we almost got there, but, you know, unfortunately, Richie Smallwood has been terrific for us. Switches off, and if you switch off at the level, you give them a chance, and they put it away. And I think when you look from a reaction for a team, I think apart from shots from distance and, you know, and one shot near the end in the 96th minute or whatever it is, I think we've created a good chance. I think perhaps Alex Ravel should score. I think perhaps we should score again from a previous corner. And, you know, we've looked quite lively. I think Mark Derbyshire came on and Alec, and they made a difference in that last 20 minutes. And I think we look like scoring. And when you get it as late as that, you're always pleased.
I suppose the first half was maybe the art of dealing with a side who are going to have lots of possession and keeping them at relative arm's length.
Yeah, listen, there is no team in the Championship come here and have possession. Nottingham Forest came here a few weeks back and win, but I think even if we look at Stuart Pearce's words after that game and Brian Elphick's number two, it was a smash and grab. They had none of the ball. So we knew at times today we wouldn't have a lot of the ball and we'd have to have a real shape and a real structure about our team. And I think we did that. I think when you see Bournemouth players at the back kicking long balls out of field, then you know that you've certainly got your shape and your team right and your discipline and the personnel. And we were really pleased with that. And we always said, like I said to the chairman this morning, we want to be in the game at 70 minutes. And we were in the game at 70 minutes. And then we get encouraged. We won a two bits of movement to go and try and get a goal. And, you know, I'm pleased that Falk's a young man who got a couple in the week in a closed-door game. And we tried incredibly hard.
For Bowery, how significant is that for him to get that goal today?
Well, you can see what it made, what it meant to the team. You see him running to the bench, and you see the bench's reaction to him, and, you know, he's replaced a player who's the first to get off the bench and go and hug him, and that's the spirit we've got in the camp. You know, we said to the players after the window closed that, and Prince of War, bar the odd exception who may come in, then this is the squad we've got, and there'll be winners and losers at different weeks, and there'll be different changes of personnel that there'll be for Bolton on Tuesday, but we'll always pick a team that we believe has got the right shape about it, the real discipline about it, and can go and get a goal. And I thought we looked lively today, especially in that last 20 minutes.
When you were making your decisions as to who to start today, because obviously you've got six or seven players who can all play up front, what made you think about the three that did in the end?
Well, when I come down in the coach yesterday, if I'm being perfectly honest, Luciano Becchio was on the bench. And but, you know, I just slept on it overnight, and I believe that if you're going to get game time, you can only get game time on the pitch. And with all due respect to playing closed-door games against the likes of Chesterfield, that's not a real test for Luciano. And that's not being disrespectful at all. That's just saying he has to have that first-team environment. And the plan today was to get him 60 minutes, but it's fair to say at 45, the big man was hanging a little bit. But we brought Alex on, and it was a real close call whether we put Alex through the middle or whether we put Matt, who played up through the middle when he's on it, here last year for Nottingham Forest. We seen a DVD of that the other day, and he caused them a few problems, and I think he did that when he came on. But I was pleased with the offensive four in that last 20 minutes. I think when you've got Taylor on the pitch, you can always produce a piece of magic, and you, Derbyshire, looking very lively, and Ravel and Bowery. Well, that's some real attacking, offensive-minded players, and there won't be many teams who come to Bournemouth and who try to go with that type of structure at any stage in the game.
And how pleasing is it that bodies came back today? Richardson, that was his first start, wasn't it? Morgan and Green back after injuries. You're flush right now, aren't you? You've got plenty of options.
Yeah, we have. I think until Richardson's legs went in that last 10 minutes when they were probably like gelatine or whatever, jelly, whatever you want to call it, then I thought he was an example to everyone on the pitch. I don't think he made a mistake defensively, and certainly going forward he was decent. I think my two centre-backs today were awesome. I think, you know, Callum Wilson is one of the best strikers, if not the striker in the league, and I didn't see him today, and that's testament to Arneson, who I just thought was head and shoulders again the best player in the park, and he was ably assisted beside him by our captain. So, you know, we've had decisions to make. Luciano got the shot, he may not have another weeks, and it was a big call to leave the likes of Lee Frecklington out, but he only came back into training this week after missing a week with a strain, and there was decisions to be made. But I thought our players put in a real effort for us today, and that's what we're going to be about in the Championship. We don't have £20,000 a week players like other clubs in this league have, but we pay what we can afford, and our chairman will be prepared to pay, and as long as we get value for money. And you know, we've given our supporters who made a long journey down today, who were terrific, we've given them value for money today, whether we'd scored a late goal or not. We gave them a real effort and a real shift, and I think the applause they gave the team would have happened whether we'd scored late or not.
Quick turnaround then, Bolton on Tuesday. I mean, do you look at keeping things fresh then and changing a few between now and then?
Yeah, we'll make some changes for Bolton. You know, that's what the squad's about. I'm not going to be neglectful and make silly changes, you know, but we'll make changes. We've seen some things today that we know what Bolton like at home as well. I don't know how they've gone against Wednesday today, but they normally have a bit of the ball and, you know, they've got players, but they're under a little bit of pressure as well. So, well, we all are, aren't we? I don't think there's a manager in the league who's not under pressure, so... It's a real tough league, but you know, all the late winners we scored last year and our late equalisers like today, they all painted a picture towards the end of the season, and that may be the wee goal we needed, because we didn't deserve to lose at home to Brentford last week, we didn't deserve to lose at home to Watford, but we've gone and met Millwall, we've come to Bournemouth in 4 out of 6, it's top class form, so we go up on the road to Bolton, and if we've added 2 points on Tuesday night, we'll all really look forward to Blackburn Rovers and Jordan Rhodes and multi-million pound players coming again to New York. That's why we fought so hard last year, wasn't it?